Hi. This week the question is, why should people re-examine their religion? You would probably agree with me that people who are headhunters in New Guinea should re-examine their religion. Most people would think the so-called Jehovah's Witnesses need to re-examine their religion. A few less would think the snake-handling Pentecostal churches should re-examine their religion. And a fewer number probably think, well, you know, the Mormons need to re-examine their religion. A long, long time ago, John Calvin and Martin Luther thought Catholics should re-examine their religion. They became known as Protestants, and they left the Catholic Church to start their own religious movements, which seemed to them, anyway, to be closer to the Bible's teachings. Today, we're living in a time when not many people think they need to re-examine their religion. It's thought that only those religious groups that are, you know, really far out, only they should reconsider things. The problem is, no one views themselves as being really far out. The Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, the Pentecostals, and the Catholics think they're just fine, and that everyone else are the ones that are messed up. One time, I was going door-to-door with Brother Johnny Elmore, and we knocked on the door of a Baptist woman. We asked her to have a Bible study with us about the New Testament church and God's plan for saving man. She informed us that she didn't need such a study as that, but she did say, "Why don't you go next door and speak to my neighbors? They're Jehovah's Witnesses." Now, to my way of thinking, it's sad when people condemn one religious group when they themselves are members of a religious group that cannot be read in the Bible. Did you know you cannot read of the Baptist church in all of the Bible? Did you know that you cannot read Baptist doctrine in all of the Bible? Neither can you read about a community church which teaches Baptist doctrine. You cannot read about the United Pentecostal Church. It seems to me that if these churches were the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ought to be able to read about them in the Scriptures. We ought to be able to read about their doctrines in the Bible. But no one can find any scripture for any denomination or for the doctrines that are peculiar to these denominations. Now, when Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church," Matthew 16, verse 18, he did not mean that he would build a denomination. He meant he would build his own church, period. End of statement. He prayed that all the members of his one church would be united, John 17, verse 21. He condemned anyone for teaching anything differently than what the apostles wrote down in the Scriptures, Galatians 1, verses 8 and 9. He wanted all congregations to worship the same, teach the same, practice the same, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10. The Lord told us to examine ourselves and see if we are in the faith, 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. My friend, you must be interested in God if you called this program, and I'm asking you to seriously reconsider your church, your religion. Ask yourself, can I read about my church in the Bible? Is my church doing everything the Bible says? Is my church doing some things which the Bible never authorized? Is my preacher teaching some things which the Bible never taught? For example, does your preacher teach that sinners can be saved before baptism? Does he teach sinners can be saved without baptism? Does he teach that once a sinner is saved, he can never be lost again? Well, this is just the tip of the iceberg, so to speak, and you need to think about these things. I'm glad to say that I can read about the church of which I am a member, Romans 16, verse 16. I'm thankful, not proud, but I'm thankful that the church I attend preaches that sinners are saved by being baptized for the remission of sins, because that's what the Bible says in Acts 2, verse 38. I'm thankful, not boastful, but I'm thankful that the church I attend teaches that men are to be careful lest they fall away and become lost again, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12. I'm thankful that the church I attend observes the Lord's Supper every first day of the week, like the Bible says in Acts 20, verse 7. I'm thankful that the church I attend, though it's not large, is the body of Christ for which the Lord died, Acts 20, verse 28. My friend, you owe it to yourself and to your family to re-examine your religion. Do not continue on in a religion that's not of God. If it were of God, you could read it in the Bible. Remember that. Jesus said in Matthew 15, verse 13 and 14, He said, Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch. He also said in Matthew 15, verse 7 through 9, Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. Don't wait until the judgment day to start checking if you're in the right church. It makes a difference what we believe. It makes a difference what we practice. It makes a difference what church we are members of. For the Lord will only save His own church when He comes again. Ephesians 5, verse 23. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's www.willofthelord.com. And there, at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.